This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in over 40 currencies with no markups and no hidden fees. Whether you're sending pesos across the pond, spending reals in Rio, or getting paid in dollars for your side gig, you'll get the mid-market exchange rate on every transaction. Plus, most transfers arrive in less than 20 seconds. Join 15 million customers internationally. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. T's and C's apply.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback. Made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
And we are joined this segment by Congresswoman Claudia Tenney. Congresswoman, good morning and congratulations on re-election.
Oh, good morning and thank you so much. I'm just so grateful to the voters all across this very large new New York 24, and it was a great night. Really excited about the prospects of what could happen in Washington, where we're going to see a real change and real empowerment, potentially great growth for the United States, and to just regain our strength and economically and also our position in the world.
Now, we talked to you before, election night before polls closed, and you were right about Donald Trump's reelection. What did you think of how election night played out?
Look, I was really pleased with the results. I was pleasantly surprised that he did better than I thought he would do in the swing states. He won without even a doubt. We knew we had the results right away, so that was a commanding lead. And then I think many people are correct in calling it a mandate. Look, he won the popular vote, something the Democrats always say. We want to go back to the popular vote and eliminate the Electoral College. And I think that was a great day for preserving the Electoral College. That's really important part of our constitutional republic. It's an important part of keeping our framework and what we do. And so I think now they're going to be a little concerned about that. But I have to tell you, down in Washington, I have never seen worst case of Trump derangement syndrome. I guess I could call it long TDS that we're experiencing in Washington. It's insane. And I think the Democrats are going to be hurt by this in the long run. I think it's time to unify and help the American people. They sent Donald Trump back to office after all they've done, you know, through lawfare, impeachments, you know, fake J6 committee meetings, all those things that they did to try to destroy him, you know, to imprison him, to and bankrupt him, everything they did. And the American people sent him back to Washington in a bigger way than they did even in 2016.
You know, we are now almost 3 weeks removed from Election Day, and we still had last week states counting votes. Do you think there's a way, especially when it comes to federal elections, we could have a more expedited way or where states could be on track? I mean, you have Florida that counts their votes so quickly, so efficiently, and then you have Pennsylvania and Michigan. Seems like it takes them forever.
Well, here's the issue. It is about making sure that we have one citizen, one vote, that when you go to the polls, you present a valid ID to prove that you are indeed the person that's voting. That's the best way to preserve election integrity. It also ensures that you have integrity the minute you cast that vote. We don't have to go back and guess. Election Day is now become this election week, election month, all these ways of getting illegal immigrants on the ballot, providing provisional ballots to people who were not sure who they are. And this is why getting yourself ready, being an American citizen means voting. It means we, the people, have the right to express our profound and sacred right to vote in a constitutional republic where really the essence of it is self-governance. That means we have to pay attention. We have to vote. So it means a lot. And I think people often don't want to go out and vote. And you've got to stop the schemes with these not-for-profit groups that take advantage in a partisan way to go in and try to, manipulate the voters, allow non-citizens on the rolls. You see our attorney general right now, the dirty cop Merrick Garland, suing the state of Virginia for removing illegal immigrants and non-citizens off of the ballot, off of the voter rolls. How can our attorney general do that? How can he take an oath to the U.S. Constitution and actually allow that to happen and to go after a good governor, Governor Youngkin, who did all of this efficiently in plenty of time before the election, long before the election, actually? This is the kind of stuff that's happening, and it's all an attempt to undermine the right to vote. And I think people need to stand up and recognize election integrity is key. It's one of the reasons I started the Election Integrity Caucus. I started after my difficult election. I spent 100 days in court in 2020. I was up by 28,422 votes on Election Day and ended up only winning by 109. I was in court where millions of dollars were spent by the Democrats and their sleazy vote trafficking lawyer, Mark Elias, who, by the way, just had to concede the Pennsylvania race, where now McCormick is now winning and Casey had to concede. So this is the kind of stuff they do. They put sleazy lawyers out there. They have people out there to undermine and manipulate our vote. People should respect and revere this. That's why my whole campaign this year was Make Voting Great Again. And I think we did. I think people got out and realized we got to vote. And I think the Republicans finally did a good job of catching up with the Democrats in accepting early vote. As long as you can verify, early vote is okay. As long as you can verify that we have one citizen, one vote, and the person that shows up, whether it's a week before Election Day or on Election Day, can prove that they are the person they say they are, and they are an American citizen who is eligible to vote in that district. That's all we need to do. And if we did it and every single state followed this law, we would see states like Florida, which adopted excellent election laws. And that's why we don't have the hanging chads and all the terrible things that went on in the 2000 election that everybody remembers. Florida fixed the problem. Georgia actually fixed the problem. Another state. And that's why you see not only quick turnaround, you see extremely high turnout in these states where they actually uphold election integrity and the voters feel confident about going out to vote and knowing that their vote counts.
Donald Trump wasted no time, or President-elect Donald Trump wasted no time starting to name his cabinet. What do you think of the picks he has made so far? And what do you think some of these picks compared to the picks he made 8 years ago for his first term?
Look, I think Donald Trump's, he's an entrepreneur and he's a guy that takes risks. I think he made some excellent picks. Obviously, we're really excited about Elise Stefanik, my colleague in the Northern end. I share Jefferson County with her. She'll be an excellent UN ambassador, and I'm really excited about that. She's strong. She's brilliant. She's going to really stand up to the crazy people in the UN. I worked at the UN back in the, as part of my job in the 80s. I know what a difficult job, but she's tough and strong. She'll do a great job. I think Mike Waltz, who's going to be the national security advisor, he's a wonderful guy. I serve with him in Congress right now. A lot of really good picks. I know a lot of people got all hysterical over Pete Hegseth. But look, Trump put in a bunch of, old, experienced three-star generals last time, and they all turned on him and wrote books about it. So to me, that just tells you the kind of people that he was told to hire who didn't do the job for him. So I think he's taking a chance on some people and giving people a chance to prove who they are. Pete Hegseth is a patriot. He's a brave guy. He's young. I think he'll bring a lot of the kind of a new wave to the Department of Defense, where we need to bring recruitment up to another level. We need to get good people that are willing to serve. My son serves now.
This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in over 40 currencies with no markups and no hidden fees. Whether you're sending pesos across the pond, spending reals in Rio, or getting paid in dollars for your side gig, you'll get the mid-market exchange rate on every transaction. Plus, most transfers arrive in less than 20 seconds. Join 15 million customers internationally. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. T's and C's apply.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
He's a major in the Marine Corps, and he does complain that there are issues with trying to get people, good quality people, to join our military. It's a great job. It's honorable service to our nation. And we need to have people that really believe in patriotism and believe in the Department of Defense, not people maybe from Donald Trump's perspective that have spent a lot of years just kind of, you know, in the system. Maybe somebody who's done the job, got out of the job, and actually, you know, wants to come back and reform the Department of Defense. I think it's really neat that he's got Elon Musk, you know, our, you know, probably the greatest entrepreneur of our era, along with Vivek Ramaswamy, to go in and clean house in the government. And I think that's something that people wanted. I don't think that's a partisan issue. I think it's a bipartisan issue. We want our government to work efficiently and work well for us. So I think those are good picks. I think, you know, I like Matt Gaetz. I think he's brilliant. I'm not sure what happened there, but Matt Gaetz thought he didn't have the votes, didn't want to interfere with President Trump's agenda. So he picked Pam Bondi. She's going to be an excellent attorney general, served 8 years in Florida. She's really strong. She's a great prosecutor. She has real experience. So I think, you know, I think he's done a really good job with picks. He's got a few out there left to go, but everybody seems to be, you know, really part of what the Trump agenda is and what the American people asked for with his resounding victory.
You mentioned Matt Gaetz. Now, he handed a letter to Speaker Mike Johnson. Can he go back on that resignation and serve the term he was just elected for?
Well, if you look at his letter, he did not resign his member-elect status to serve in the 119th Congress, which will be sworn in on January 3rd. He resigned his position in the 118th Congress and said he did not intend to stay on and get for the next term, but that's not binding language, so he could very well get sworn in on January 3rd.
You mentioned the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, with Elon and Vivek. Your time in D.C., what are some of the things you've seen that you would like the Department of Government Efficiency to focus in on?
Well, I would like them to focus on the massive government bureaucracy that we have that makes it very difficult for people to get service from the agencies that we have. There's a lot of people out there who are in, they do a wonderful job. They serve honorably. They really, really help us. And we work with them every day, and we work with great people. But there are also some stumbling blocks. There are people who aren't doing their job well, and those people need to be removed, and they need to be either the job eliminated or replaced. We do have a lot of inefficiencies in government that I think could be handled better by the private sector. Not everything, because there's some things that we need with the security in government. But just look at the Department of the Veterans Administration. You know, Trump put in the VA Mission Act because it's an inability to fire anyone who is a bureaucrat, even if they weren't taking care of our vets. Now, it wasn't perfect. We still have a lot of work to do. Look what happened in Buffalo. We saw a lack of accountability on our local Veterans Administration. That's just unacceptable. And when we're not taking care of our vets, are we not taking care of everyone else, whether they're Medicare recipients, Social Security recipients, the people who depend on government? And are we being efficient to those people out there who need government for licensing and need government for approvals and all across the country? Do we just have bureaucrats that are asserting power that is not in the best interest of the American people. I think it'll be good to see some entrepreneurs go in and try to make government more efficient, make it work better for the American people, and make it accountable. I think it's going to be interesting to see how they do that. And I know they're looking for all kinds of people that might want to serve and help in that regard. But I think taking away the ability to not fire someone who's not doing their job, we did that partially with the VA. Look at people who got it. You know, there's got to be accountability. If there's no accountability, you're just going to be having people just sitting there on the payroll, not doing their job.
Heading into the next Congress, Republicans keep their majority, a slim majority. Mike Johnson expected to stay on as Speaker. This might seem like a no-duh question, but is it going to be easier having a slim majority with Senate, with Republicans, and Donald Trump as president as it has been these last 2 years?
Well, it'll certainly be easier to have a majority in the Senate and they actually have the president in the White House, because many of the bills that we passed, most of them never got through the Senate because Chuck Schumer held them all up. Well, Chuck Schumer's gone. He's not going to be the majority leader anymore. And I'm not even sure he'll get elected as the minority leader. He did a terrible job. They lost the election. He's doing a terrible job for New York. And I think it's time that we got some change in there. But I think it's never going to be easy, because obviously we have, you know, quite a diverse conference in the Republican side. But we're going to have to work together, or we're not going to be able to implement President Trump's agenda. And that's going to be critical. And everybody's not going to get everything they want. And this is why, you know, we've really got to stick together. We've got to stay on plan. And we can do a lot if we do that. But, you know, you're going to have some divergent voices. But look, Speaker Johnson has done a masterful job. I don't know anyone who's a better constitutional scholar. I don't know anyone that has the patience and the understanding of how to make sure that we get everybody's mission accomplished. He's taken some really unfair criticism from some people who really are out there, in my estimation, you know, either monetizing their position or taking advantage of some kind of, you know, internet fame, going after the speaker. He's a really dear friend of mine, and he does a wonderful job. He's also a man of deep faith, who really cares about our country and really cares about doing a good job, and he deeply cares about everyone. He doesn't hold grudges. He loves everyone. He wants to make sure everyone is successful and empower them. He's really an exceptional leader for our time. He works very well with President Trump, and I'm just looking forward to having him, you know, hopefully get us together have President Trump's agenda, you know, implemented. It's not going to be getting through the next few months is going to be tough enough. Once we get across the finish line into next year and we have the majority, that's when the real work begins, when we really start implementing a lot of the promises that President Trump and all of us made on the campaign trail.
Here in the great state of New York, well, down in New York City, and I realize that New York City is not your district, it's not in our broadcast range, but a lot of focus on this congestion pricing. Governor Kathy Hochul said 5 months ago that, you know, the economy over the last 5 years has changed and it wouldn't be appropriate to put in this congestion pricing. Well, a week after the election, she says, we're going to do it, but hey, we're giving you a deal. It'll only be $9 to drive through Midtown Manhattan. What are your thoughts on Governor Hochul putting another charge to go visit New York City?
Well, first of all, the charge is a disastrous idea. All you're going to do is hurt the small businesses, drive people out of Midtown Manhattan. There's a lot of business owners in Midtown Manhattan. And the other thing is, how duplicitous and deceitful of Kathy Hochul to say she's not going to do this until after the election, and then she decides to implement this, all so she could help her Democratic friends get across the finish line and not have to have that as an issue in the campaign. That, to me, is despicable, and she deserves to lose an election. She should not, you know, somebody should stand up. And the Democrats, if they don't take her out, the Republicans should definitely do it. Obviously, we prefer a Republican. But this is I don't know. I used to think Governor Cuomo was the worst governor we've had, but she may take the cake on some of these things. It's just so deceitful and so duplicitous and really disingenuous to all the voters of New York, and especially the small business owners in New York City who are now going to, they're not going to be able to survive down there with this congestion pricing. And by the way, I've seen a lot of businesses leave a lot of that Midtown Manhattan area because they simply can't afford it, and people can't afford to get in, and it's easier to go to New Jersey or go somewhere else to actually shop. And so, you know, this is bad for business, bad for the economy, and it's just a really bad a blotch on Governor Hochul's record, I think.
Congresswoman Claudia Tenney, congratulations again on your reelection, and we look forward to talking with you over the 2 years or even further.
Thanks so much, Joe. And I just want to say, go Bills. I was at the game. I watched the Bills defeat Kansas City. It was tremendous. So Josh Allen, MVP.
Can't wait. Can't wait. Enjoying the bye week, but can't wait for the big game next week against San Francisco.
Great. Thanks so much.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback. Made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient. Meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.